The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you going?
We've made it halfway through
we
the
have.
Week.
Yep, hump day.
Yeah, hump day. And now let's go to Spain and the Balloon World Cup, which I have to admit, I know nothing about.
No, look, I can understand that. I don't think many people would know much about it, but it's so cool. Basically, it's this competition that's just taken off, and there are people, you just have to keep a balloon off the ground for as long as possible.
I thought it was hot air balloons.
No,
is just like party balloons.
Yeah, no, this is just literally, it reminds me of that meme, I don't know if you've seen it, where everyone sits around and they just put, you know, this is how I want to be when I get older, and there's all the senior citizens sitting around pushing balloons. Reminds me of that. So yeah, they literally just have to keep
it in
the air.
So what, you just do it yourself? So you don't do it in a team?
No. So it's between two competitors, and it's just, I guess, you've got to battle it out.
Who can keep the
battle
balloon
the wheels
bouncing the longest?
In the air for the
and
longest.
And are they indoors?
So they're indoors.
You'd have to be.
And they've got a crowd, and it's streamed as well. Yeah, 600,000 views.
What?
Yeah, yeah. And that was just for the final. I think it was 8 million all up.
Wow.
So,
and do we have any idea how many bounces was the winner?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know that Peru won. So they
Peru?
So they're the top balloon bouncing country.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were trained at high altitude. So I don't know if
that's a very good point.
I don't know if that helps the balloons stay aloft more. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we know? I don't know. This is probably a level of detail that you're not prepared for. Mm. Do we know how long they bounced a balloon for?
It was a fair while, but I don't know the exact time.
Because it's like endurance as much as anything, I'm sure.
It really
right?
is.
Because it's not, like, let's be honest, it's not that difficult.
No, but maybe you get a sore neck from having to look up and,
what if you use your head or your foot?
I should really check out the rules. Exactly.
And I wonder, is this the first time it's ever been held?
I think, yeah. So it's a bit of a phenomenon. I think it started from social media. So it's a bit of a marketing exercise, but it's actually grown into this much bigger thing. So
the balloon industrial complex. Manipulating us again. Australians would have, I'm sure, done very well, except we're not allowed to attend. Imagine trying to get approval to leave the country to take part in the Balloon World Cup.
I'd like to see that on the G2G pass, though. That'd be great.